one-day only Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
We are on a fast track to the holiday season.
Oh, yeah.
Buddy.
I know.
Trick-or-treaters come in 2 weeks. Before you know it, we're eating turkey, and then we're Christmas shopping. And it's that turkey and Christmas shopping that has a couple of big box stores in the news this week.
Oh, what are they doing?
Well, they're doing something that they want major credit for. Look how good we are.
All right.
To our employees. And I think it's time we call this what it is.
What is it?
You shouldn't get credit for basic human decency.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right in it. Big news this week from the Home Depot.
Oh.
That's right. They announced they will be shutting down all 2,000 and some out of their stores for 24 hours to allow their employees to celebrate Thanksgiving.
So they're just closed for Thanksgiving.
They're closed for Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Yes. They said they will also be doing the same thing for Christmas.
Okay.
Closed for Christmas.
Closed for Christmas.
Okay.
But they're not the only ones. Businesses like Kohl's, TJ Maxx, Burlington, and Macy's said they will be doing the same things. And all of these companies put out actual statements saying things along the lines of, we feel it's important for our employees, blah, 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 families, and blah, 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 blah,
okay.
Blah.
Well, that's nice that they're being nice to their employees, Pat.
Well, that's just it. They're looking for some kind of pat on the back.
Well, I mean, they don't. I mean, listen, man, everybody's grinding for a buck.
Sure. Everybody's.
And this is going to cost these companies billions of dollars in revenue.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Is it? You sell a lot of screws on Thanksgiving?
No, but you buy dad a drill.
On Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving. No.
Well, you go.
Like,
yeah,
you're kind of a dick if you're shopping on the actual holiday, right?
But I thought everything was open for a while.
And now it's not. No, it's not.
So what? So why do you think they're closing?
Okay, here's my theory. We'll get to that.
Because they just don't have the sales?
We'll get to this. Here is my statement of the day.
Okay.
And the phone number is 252-WCMF. I don't think these big box stores should get brownie points for not forcing their employees to work on major holidays because it's basic human decency. Most Americans, Tommy, the overwhelming majority of Americans,
yeah,
are going to share a meal with the people they care about on Thanksgiving. Fair?
Yeah.
On top of that, how busy is your store going to be on
Thanksgiving?
Well, I thought
like Black Friday was huge, but then it started like, you know, they started creeping into Thanksgiving.
Sure,
remember,
sure.
Like they were opening up at like 8 o'clock at night and doorbuster crap?
Sure. You don't need to do that. Because those same people are going to show up on Thursday, on
you
Friday.
Need that, don't be those? So sure Mr. Customer shows up on Friday when your doors are locked.
Why would they not show up on Friday if they were going
to
come
on Thursday?
They might
go to somebody else. They might go to somebody that is open on.
But everyone was open on Thanksgiving. Everyone did the great Thursday sales.
Well, I thought it was good for the economy.
What economy? What do you mean it's good for the economy?
You're going to keep the merchandise flowing, baby.
Really,
you're going to get that green and put it in a till.
Really good to make Aunt Ruth eat that turkey as fast as she can so she can sprint out to the Home Depot to unlock the door so you can buy a drill at 30% off. Shut up.
Wait, they're 30% off?
Shut up.
That's a good deal.
If you are selling me a lawnmower or pants or winter coat, you cannot make the argument you should be open on Thanksgiving. And it's insane.
But they're competing against, you know, everybody shopping online, which is open 24/7.
Yeah, you mean like thehomedepot.com? You idiot.
I don't know anything about a duck. Huh?
You can run the same sales.
Yeah, but I want to look at it. I want to get it wrapped. I want to get it done.
And that's what's so funny about
this.
They are not closing on Thanksgiving, these stores, out of the goodness of their heart.
What are they doing it for?
They are doing it because they don't want to pay employees on a day that a lot of people won't come in when they know that everyone will be sitting around online anyway. So they're going to make the same money they would have made opening on Thanksgiving years ago, sell it on their website, and they want us to be like, wow, they're not forcing employees to make minimum wage on Thanksgiving.
I do have a question, just to play devil's advocate here.
Can't wait.
Are there employees that want to work those holidays?
Great question.
If this is hours that you're missing out on, or let's say like you're just somebody who doesn't have a lot of family around, you don't enjoy the holidays, you look forward to having a distraction.
Fair enough.
I don't know what percentage of employees that would be if you could even have a full staff that day, but I do wonder if it does hurt your employees that way.
Okay, that's a valid argument. I know there are people like that, right? But if we're going to talk about percentages here.
Yeah.
What percentage of employees at these stores would like the day off versus would like to work?
So who's a company man and who is?
Company man to work on Thanksgiving at a retail place.
Man says to work.
Shut up. Who are you?
I don't know. According to this jacket, I'm a 1%er.
You're the only, you're the 1% of men who think that's jacket.
Can't believe they still had one on the rack.
I know. 252 WCMF. With Home Depot and Kohl's and TJ Maxx and Marshall's and Burlington all this week.
Wait, Marshall's is closed?
Yes, Marshall's will not be open on Thanksgiving or Christmas.
There's no reason you should need Marshall's. Like, you can't argue I had to go on an emergency Marshall's run.
Oh, I've heard that statement in my house.
I need dried pineapple covered in chocolate that you get at the counter.
I guess you could make the argument for like a grocery store. Like, okay. You had to run out. There's something that you needed last minute to go grab. There are probably plenty of people who need that.
Yeah.
But when it comes to like clothing stores, that type of retail, you shouldn't be out shopping at those places on Thanksgiving.
To Kimmy's point, I would like to propose a federal law, and we got to open the federal government again. But after that happens, non-essential businesses in America are not allowed to be open on Thanksgiving and Christmas. The exceptions would be gas stations, grocery stores, and drugstores.
The essential.
Yes, you got it. And I worked at Wegmans, and I would have to work Thanksgiving, but they closed at 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock when I was there. So I had the ability to go see my family. They were great about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I get, yes, you could get all the stuff you needed for Thanksgiving before the day of Thanksgiving, and if you had to close the grocery stores, everything would be fine, but the drugstores, the gas stations you need. Sucks for them. But would anyone in America have a problem if there was a federal law that said, the exception of non-essential businesses, you are forced to be closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas?
I don't think a government should be telling a business would be open or not.
No?
No.
Why?
Let the people decide if they want to go to work or not.
But here's the thing. If I work at Home Depot, I don't have that decision. If they open on Thanksgiving, it is not my decision to make whether or not I am working. I can ask for the day off.
Yeah.
How does that look to my boss?
I don't know. That's on you.
And by the way, if I am working there for a year and they go based on time and grade, I may not even have an opportunity to have the day off. And if I don't show up because my family is important to me, well, I got to look for another job.
Yes, you do.
On Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
When's the last time you worked Thanksgiving?
Worked at Thanksgiving? It's when I was in grocery business.
Okay, so that's...
Oh, and when we were on the road, one of our biggest, and this always blew me away.
Yep.
One of the biggest comedy nights outside of New Year's Eve was Thanksgiving Eve. And Thanksgiving night, those clubs were packed.
Thanksgiving Absolutely. Night?
Thanksgiving night, the joint, I'd be out in the middle of nowhere thinking, man, there's nobody coming to the shows. They're packed.
He's right.
And the day before is a big bar night anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, we did it then.
Kimmy, would you have a problem if there was a federal law mandating non-essential stores closed on Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No. No, I think people deserve that day off.
American workers don't deserve that?
The American workers should decide what they want to do.
But again.
And the American companies.
Yeah, but it may not.
Built this fine country.
Be a choice, yeah.
Oh, did they? The Home Depot built this country.
You know who tells you when to work and when not to work?
Who's that?
North Korea.
Okay.
Chairman Mao. Red Square.
Mm-hmm. 252 WCMF. 252-9263. It's a little bit insane.
Yeah.
That there is not a single day of the year that is a mandated day off for American workers.
I don't think there really ever was.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. But you don't want it that way. You want a country that has free enterprise.
A day.
Keep it going, baby.
A day. But
keep that cash.
It's free enterprise for the guys that own it. Man.
Well, you're getting paid.
Okay. What if I don't want to get paid? I'm happy to eat the $80 I'm not going to make that day so I can go spend time with my family.
Okay. All right. You go ahead. You know what's also open?
What's that?
The unemployment line. You know, they're closed today, but they'll be open tomorrow. They'll be looking for you.
Nyssa writes us on Instagram.
I'm also allergic to draft boards, which are all eligible for military service.
Duffy at WCMF, the easiest way to get us. She says, with how culturally diverse Rochester is, it makes sense, though. A lot of places are open on American and Catholic holidays. Christmas, I'll listen to, right? You're right. It is a religious holiday, even though it's kind of become more than that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But Thanksgiving, I mean, it's an American holiday.
It is.
You don't have to belong to a religion to celebrate this American holiday. Mm-hmm. And even if you are not an American citizen, you know, should you not get the day off?
Okay, so let's say it's mandatory that businesses are closed.
Retail.
Yeah. Yeah.
The businesses.
Yeah.
Non-essential.
Okay, yeah. Yes.
So that means the NFL will have to cancel their game.
I'm fine with that.
That is not essential.
I'm fine with that.
What would the Green Bay Packers do? And the Dallas Cowboys, you know they're going to get in trouble when they don't have anything to do on their day off.
No, look, if you told me...
You don't need it on that day.
Yes. If you told me the trade-off
If anything,
was,
it screws up the schedule for a lot of teams.
Great point. Yeah. Quick turnaround.
And everybody loves football on Thanksgiving. That is religion.
I love football on Thanksgiving. You're right. I really, really enjoy football on Thanksgiving. And I would be sad to not have football. But if the trade-off was everybody had the ability to just take a breath for a day,
okay,
I would be happy to make that trade-off. Because you could do the games the next day. The NFL has already started doing
it. All right. Take a rest. Take a break.
You thought that was your checkmate move? Yeah.
You know it doesn't take a break?
Who's that, Tommy?
Red China.
Shut up.
India.
Shut up.
Indonesia. Talk to Teddy.
Do they have a Thanksgiving?
No, they don't take a day off. We only have Thanksgiving.
No, every country has their own version of Thanksgiving.
I don't think so.
Google it, Kimmy.
Every country, why would they have
China doesn't give thanks?
I don't think they do it the way we do because they were.
They were what?
I mean, they've always been.
Like, China's always been.
Well, there was no like Chinese pilgrims that came over.
The second day God created China. He's like, oh, wait, that was already there.
Like Japan came over and started China.
Japan has what they call like Labor Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
On November 23rd.
Labor Thanksgiving.
Honors workers and community involvement.
But they got to work.
Stemming from an ancient rice harvest festival. Germany, Austria, Switzerland, seems like they have their own thing. India, Brazil, Canada.
China.
Those are just the first ones they list
no
here.
China,
well, no,
buddy.
They do have it. It just doesn't get out because they like control the media.
Oh, okay.
252 WCMF. This all stems from Home Depot, among other companies this week, patting themselves on the back, announcing that they will be closing on Thanksgiving and on Christmas. And my argument is that's basic human decency. You're not going to sell stuff on that day anyway enough to justify having the employees in there. So why are we patting these people on the back for being like, we're giving you 2 days off. 2 days off. The only people this would suck for are your essential workers, folks that work in hospitals, police officers, firefighters, and folks that work gas stations and grocery store.
Anything, the lights have to stay on.
You got it. And I get it. Like, not everyone is going to be happy.
No.
Right? But, I don't know, man. Like, it does blow my mind that we can't come to an agreement that we could just have 1 day for everybody. And maybe we take them. No, you couldn't really take those non-essential workers. You can't have the guy running Wegmans being a police officer.
Yeah, true.
All right, everyone switches jobs today.
Can't do both.
Drone cop coming through.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. this is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There are lots of things businesses will try to sell you.
Yeah.
In all kinds of ways.
Well, that's their job.
Well, they'll make you feel special. They'll make the packages shiny, or they'll hire big name celebrity to try and pitch it to you.
Mm-hmm.
But time and time again, one thing guarantees a business's success. And proof of that is happening right now at our airport. Because of all the things the Rochester Airport has tried to do over the years,
yeah,
this worked. And of course it did. It's not hard to understand this works. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, the Frederick Douglass Rochester International Airport and Awning Emporium.
Yeah, what they got now?
They have a record now on their hands.
A record?
Story on 10NBC says it has been the busiest summer at the airport in the last 15 years.
Wow.
That's right.
So they turn things around.
Almost 400,000 people got on a plane in Rochester.
So everybody left at one point.
Between June and August. You know, you bring up a valid point.
Yeah, that is,
Everybody left.
That's a big number there.
So August was the busiest of them all. Yeah. And the airport says many, many things have contributed to this uptick.
Mm.
They say their investment in the terminals, investment in parking, and other amenities have made it so people want to use the Rochester Airport.
So they stepped it up.
You got it. And that is probably BS.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty obvious the amount of discount carriers and the direct flight options that now exist at the Rochester Airport are the reason the number is so high.
Well, I also wonder, because I can't picture really many people from Buffalo flying out of Rochester, but didn't Syracuse lose Southwest?
Oh, I think they did.
So I wonder if you're getting more people like east of us using our airport than we used to, like prior to that.
It's a good question. By the way, you bring up the Buffalo thing. I would disagree with that.
Really?
If the flights are cheaper in
Rochester. Yeah, but they're usually cheaper in Buffalo.
Yeah, everybody goes to Buffalo, and there's more direct flight options.
But
there's
way more options.
Here's the thing. That's the way it used to be, but we have had an influx of discount carriers.
Yeah, we did.
And they have been expanding their direct flight. I mean, look, credit to the folks who run the airport. Mm. You've got cheap, easy direct flights now to a bunch of places in Florida, New York City, Nashville.
Yeah.
Is there Vegas, baby?
Vegas, baby.
All over the Carolinas. They are putting people where they want to be, and they are doing it for less money. But I cannot imagine there is any other reason to fly out of the airport in Rochester other than it's the best price or it's the closest to me.
What about all the great shopping? You got the McDonald's and the Dunkin' Donuts.
Can we talk about that for a sec? The shopping. Because when you walk right past TSA, there's like that big newsstand mall kind of thing.
Yeah. Newsstand. It's all Rochester stuff, too. They have
Rochester theme.
Yeah. Because, you know, I got to grab my Rochester, New York sweatshirt before I head back
there.
What's that city in New Orleans you brought up this morning?
Bossier City,
yeah. They also sell, headphones, like wireless headphones.
Yeah.
For, like, four times the price that you would buy them.
Because you're desperate at that point.
No, but Kimmy, there's a Walmart 5 minutes away from the airport.
Yeah, there is.
And it's so easy to get through security in Rochester. In theory, even if you were an hour early for your flight, you could walk back out of security, drive to the Walmart, buy yourself regular headphones, go back, park, go through TSA, and still make your flight. How do they make money?
Can you do that?
Can you go back through TSA?
No, you'd have to go through. Well, you would have to go back.
Because, I didn't know you could go through multiple times.
I don't know. Well, no, if you smoke and like you're at a layover, you can leave and then come back in.
So this happened to me by accident. I ended up back outside the airport, and I had to go re-back in with my stuff.
How do you accidentally go outside the
airport? Okay, so we're at this airport, and it's on the old show, and somebody said, hey, man, there's this really cool restaurant. You just got to go this way. So we all went, not realizing we left the airport. But we're still, like, at the airport. So we go back, and the guy goes, oh, no, you got to go through TSA again. You left the airport.
You were stupid enough to not realize you were leaving security.
Oh, yeah, and then we lingered around thinking, hey, man, we just walked to our gate because we're in the airport. No, we ain't, man.
You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
Somebody did want to point out there's no McDonald's at the airport anymore.
Yeah, that's been gone for a while. Yeah.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Who said McDonald's? You said McDonald's?
I said McDonald's. Tommy. Yeah, because that McDonald's was there forever.
You're so dumb. No, it hasn't been there in like 4 years.
Yeah, I don't think it's been around.
Yeah.
I got to leave town.
Please. With this knowledge
that
the airport here in Rochester set a record this summer. It was the busiest summer we've had in 15 years. Over 400,000 people between June and August went through that airport. If there's one thing we've learned the last couple of years about how we fly.
What have we learned?
It's that we will put up with a ton of terrible things if the price is right.
Yeah.
And I present as an example Spirit and Frontier Airlines.
Yeah, give me a deal.
They are no frills. You get nothing except a trip.
But you get a cheap, bright plane.
You do get that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You get that. By the way, but here's the thing. That's if you're lucky, because those two airlines also suffer from more delays and disruptions than the average airline does. On top of that, their customer support, at least according to people who have flown these airlines, borderline non-existent.
Mm.
Yet, people still fly them
because
it's cheap.
Yeah, standing room only.
To that point, I would make the argument, if Rochester knocked down the airport we have now, and we just made a big-ass concrete building.
Big slab.
Yeah, think like Soviet Russia style.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Just benches on the inside. But we offered free parking, a giant lot to park your car, and all the flights were 10% cheaper.
Oh, yeah.
I would argue you would get more success with that than what you have now.
Oh, sure.
Fair?
Yeah, because we're not like a layover
airport. No, right. You shouldn't be spending a ton of time in there.
You just literally come
in,
get to my plane. When I come home, get to my car, go home. You're not Atlanta. You're not JFK. To your point, you don't need it.
Right?
You just want to get on your plane and get to the fun.
And I would argue outside
of the business, man.
I would argue outside of Chicago.
That's a great idea.
Just a big brick building.
Yeah.
Concrete building. Like outside of Chicago, Atlanta, New York City, the major hub transfer airports.
Yeah.
They can all just be big concrete buildings. I just got to get there and get
out. Well, yeah, sometimes you get stuck, so I could see where you need some amenities because you may be there for a couple
of
hours.
Food options, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Restaurants. Because those restaurants are always packed in those layover cities.
Well, but
and everybody.
So you're right about the layover. I'm with you.
That's what I'm saying. Like those people, those airports, I get it.
I do love that though. Like, good luck getting a table. Like, I'm really excited about the Atlanta Chili's. Where was I? Chicago recently.
Yeah.
And I was laying over, and there's like a 50s diner.
Yeah.
In the Chicago airport, and you're right. You can't get
it's
a table
packed.
In the 50s diner. Mm-hmm. I don't even want
to
know.
Those have to be the busiest restaurants in America. The chain restaurants at airports.
And the most expensive restaurants in America.
But it's also the place where you get the best fake deal on a cocktail.
You're going to bring this up again?
But it's not a deal, but you think it's a deal because they'll go, hey, man, you want to double it for an extra
$2?
Do you
really think it's a deal?
But you do at the moment because you go, yeah, why would I double it for $2? I got an hour to sit here. And it's not because now that drink is still going to be $22.
JT writes us on Instagram. Duffy on WCMF, easiest way to get us. He says, I don't think all the new things in the Rochester airport are necessarily making people use the airport more, but as someone who's used it a lot recently for work, it's a much more pleasant experience. My point is that all the new stuff probably means people aren't looking to actively fly elsewhere.
Okay.
I don't know, man. I would much rather sit in a concrete room than drive an hour, park my car, and know I have an hour ride home going
to Buffalo.
That's
what sucks. That Buffalo experience sucks. And like, I know people that say fly out of Toronto. That really sucks because it's a great airport. But then you get 3-4 hours before you get home.
Quite the commute.
Amen, brother.
Ugh.
Amen. All right, let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Does a city's airport have to be nice for the folks that are flying into that airport from other cities?
Like in and out.
Do you judge an airport? Do you judge a city based on what its airport looks like when you get there?
Well, if it's cruddy. There's some cruddy airports.
Like you're getting there to leave the airport.
Yeah.
No, but like when you walk off the plane, if you've never been to a city before, that is your first experience in that city.
Yeah.
And it will be your last experience.
So you're saying, are you
city.
Judging the city based on the airport?
I will say this. There are some airports I go, God damn, this is, they did it right. Like this is like a well laid out, it's quick, it's easy, it's clean, it's beautiful. And then there's some airports you get to and you go, this place looks like it's from, they haven't updated it since the 50s. Like Newark's a dump.
Well, yeah, but there's a lot of things wrong with Newark.
Yes, but like we flew in and out of Charleston. That is a gorgeous airport, and it's easy.
But you have a positive image of Charleston because of the airport.
It helps.
Okay.
I haven't been there in 30 years, so yeah.
So?
Figuring things out, it's easy. I don't have to, like, worry about crap.
All right, so then in that way, Is it worth it for the city and county to invest in the airport to give people a pleasant first impression of Rochester, New York?
No, not a town like this. Not a town like this because it's too small. It's a small airport.
But I would argue that's why you would need to do that. Let's say you're coming in for business. You're not going to go and see all the sights of Rochester, New York. You're not going to go to all the nice restaurants. You're going to have an impression of airport, Marriott, hotel by in Greece,
yeah.
Whatever you're going to, back to hotel and back on the plane.
I don't know if it's worth it for us to do it. But a bigger city that attracts actual tourists.
Attracts?
Attracts.
We are attracting tourists.
Yeah, I don't think we should do it.
Okay.
I like your slab idea.
No, I would be fine with the slab if it's saving me money.
Yeah.
But I will be honest with you. The smallest airport I ever had to fly into was Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah, small.
It's like a gas station.
Yeah.
And I do remember getting off the plane and being like, this is Grand Rapids, Michigan. And Grand Rapids, Michigan is a nice place. Yeah. It's a nice downtown. They it's a lot like Rochester. But I did have a negative connotation about Grand Rapids because their airport was just crap.
I always figure if I'm flying into a small city, there ain't going to be much going on.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Mary. Hey, Mary. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning.
Pre 9/11, the Pittsburgh airport was like a Galleria mall. It had high end stores. I mean, there was Gucci. There was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, your ass wasn't buying no Gucci. You weren't buying no Pittsburgh.
I mean, they did. You could just walk into the airport and go shop there. I mean, it was beautiful. And I don't know. I haven't been there since 9/11, so I don't know what it's like now. But it's probably
you went and got that Brazilian and you shut the place down. They're still trying to clean up.
In Pittsburgh? I don't think
so. But what, you're talking about a Pittsburgh Brazilian. Yeah. Everyone knows what a Pittsburgh
Brazilian is. Oh, it hurts.
Barry.
No, you forgot Allegiant, they fly into, like, right where my ex-husband lives when I take my son down there. And it's like, it's an old Air Force base, I think. That's all it is when you fly into Punta Gorda. But it's a fast flight.
I think that's what she had shaped. Or Punta Gorda.
Mary, thanks for the call. Yeah. Have a good rest of the day. We hit our heads trying to get to that punchline. You know, part of me feels bad.
What is that?
For the folks in charge of making the airport nice. Because here's the thing. As much as we joke about the airport,
yeah,
they do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not just me saying it. The last 2 years, our airport has been named in USA Today's Best Small Airport
Award.
Yeah,
they fixed all the potholes.
We were the 10th best small airport in America in 2023.
Okay.
We jumped up to 7. In 2024. So the folks that are in charge of making the airport look nice are doing a great job.
Yeah.
I just don't think it matters. Is that a dick thing to say?
I don't think. Yeah, I think you're right based on who we are.
Well, and I think unless it's something like super unique, I really don't remember my airport experiences all that much. You know what I mean? Like it would have to be something so different than what any other airport has where you're really going out of your way to like appreciate the airport. Otherwise, I'm just looking for like the easiest route in and out.
And the quickest way to get out of the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or into the airport.
But it is funny, like the weird things you remember about airports. Like the only thing I remember about Denver is that weird ass horse.
Yeah, it looked
statue.
Cool. Yeah. Or the, oh, yeah.
And then in Pittsburgh, they have Franco Harris catching the Immaculate Reception as a statue.
Oh, wow.
In the Pittsburgh airport. Like you just remember the bizarre things. So maybe we just need a bizarre ass Rochester statue.
Okay.
What could that be? Oh, I got it.
What?
Yeah, what is it?
Creepy George Eastman videotaping people doing things.
Hey, baby, where are you going? You going to Vegas, baby? Yeah. Check out the Topless Review, baby. Bring some extra dollars. Bring Georgie back a couple of photos, will you?
We'll take one more call. 252 WCMF. Nancy, you got the last word on CMF. What do you got for us?
Hey, you guys are making the assumption that only the people who live around Rochester go to the Rochester airport.
No, we said the other people are probably flying in through
here.
Well,
you said no. Kimmy says no one from Buffalo would dare be cut.
I said it could be people from, east of us, Syracuse, coming in,
Well, I live in Medina. It takes me an hour to get to the Rochester airport and an hour to get to the Buffalo airport. I would rather go to the Rochester airport because it's a nicer experience.
All right. So let me ask you, Nancy. That's a fair point, and I'm sure the people at the airport appreciate it.
Right in the middle.
All right. So, Nancy, let's say you got the same flight, direct, both airports. The one in Buffalo is 15% cheaper. Are you still going to the Rochester airport?
No, I'm going to the Buffalo.
There you go. There you go, Mary.
Yeah.
Mary.
Nancy. No, I get it. But if it's the same or a couple dollars cheaper, I'll go to the Rochester one because – to get in is easier for me. I can get cheaper parking.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Cheap.
And yeah, I prefer Rochester over Buffalo just because it's not as busy.
And she can get a picture with the statue of George Eastman creepily videotaping her while she's standing.
Hey, Nancy, what you doing out of there, baby? Yes. Where you going to Vegas?
Yes,
when you get there, take your top off. Huh? The boys really appreciate it. Bring George a couple of pictures back there, baby.
Nancy, thanks for the call. Have a good rest of the day.
Take your top off, baby.
All right, let's take a break.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yellowstone was a national phenomenon.
Oh, my God, yeah.
So that show's over, right? They've moved on to, like, spinoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. And you can make...
There's, like, five spinoffs happening right now.
So you can make the argument that the series ended, really, when Kevin Costner's character...
He kind of walked away from it, yeah.
You got it. And at the time, there was a whole bunch of speculation. Why? Was he moving on to other projects? Could they not agree on money?
Yeah, I thought, like, he didn't like the way the show was going, mm-hmm. like, the direction. That was a rumor.
Well, we now have a story as to why he left.
Yeah.
A report yesterday states that Kevin Costner got into a physical altercation with the actor who played his son, Jamie Dutton.
Oh.
Wait, the actual... Because they're... Well, it's a very violent show.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think that's the character that in the show they were fighting with each other.
He's the soft one.
Yeah. He was like the Harvard educated one that was screwing up and backstabbing the family. So they actually got into a fight?
So according to a report, there was a scene that the director told the other actor, this is how I want you to play it.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner disagreed. He told the actor privately, play it this way. The actor went with how the director wanted it, which led to a physical altercation between Costner and the actor.
But were they acting in the moment and Kevin Costner overreacted?
This is a separate thing.
Not according to the story.
No kidding.
So because of that, it set in motion, at least according to the story, they wanted Kevin Costner out of there. They said that he had been a diva the entire time and very hard
to
work
with.
But
he was the whole show. Like, the whole show evolved around, he was the main character that made the show. Because when he left, it just kind of fizzled.
Well, it turns out, Tommy, that this may not be an isolated incident with Kevin Costner.
Oh.
Stories are now popping up that not only is Costner a massive diva on set, that there have been other instances where he has fought or tried to fight other people he has worked with.
Wait,
this goes all the way back into the 80s.
So did he, like, rough up, like, Shoeless Joe Jackson?
That's why he lost his shoes, man. Kid had shoes. Kevin Costner got a hold of it, was gone. Yes.
Try running away in your socks, kid.
So this wasn't like a buildup. Like, I could see, you know, as you age, as that ego grows, it gets worse and worse, but he's just always kind of had the rep.
I'm disappointed because he's just a phenomenal actor.
But that's kind of like all the actors we talk about that, you know, have won awards and they're in these great movies. Like, it kind of seems like they're all maybe a little crazy.
But what's
is that safe?
No,
to
that's
say?
Fair. That's fair.
In their own way.
But what's funny about Kevin Costner? I mean, you know, people that are younger may not understand the star that he was in the late 80s, early 90s, right? Like, he was the sexiest man alive by people, if I'm not mistaken. Women loved him.
They still do.
But what's funny about Kevin Costner is he was either in the greatest movie you've ever seen or the worst movie you've ever seen, and there's no in between.
You forget about the bad ones.
You think of movies like Field of Dreams that you brought up.
Yeah.
You think of movies like Robin Hood that everybody loved that made a ton of money, right? Like, you can go on and on and on Kevin Costner movies. But then he was in Waterworld, one of the biggest bombs in American history.
Yeah.
He was in The Postman, which was another massive bomb, and he just starred in a movie called Horizon, which flopped massively.
Wow. All right.
Massively. So it's either he's going to give you all the money or he's going to take all your money. He may be the only actor in American history to be a net zero. All the money you make with him, you lose on the next project that he does. So I bring all this up to get to what might be the craziest conspiracy theory legend about Kevin Costner.
What are you saying now?
It always sounded too insane until you hear what we have in front of us.
All right.
Are you familiar with the Kevin Costner, Cal Ripken story?
Cal Ripken?
The baseball player.
No.
Okay. So the story goes, the year that Cal Ripken was going to break Lou Gehrig's consecutive games played.
Yeah, the Iron Man. Yeah.
One of those games in Baltimore, there was a power outage at the stadium before the game, and they had to cancel the game. What was strange about it is the power outage only affected Camden Yards, where the Orioles
were. Wait, so just the ballpark?
Just the ballpark.
Just that block?
So it had to be like the fuse box blew or something?
Whatever it was. Not even the block, Kimmy. Just the stadium.
Okay. Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. Okay.
The conspiracy theory goes
that
Cal Ripken found out that Kevin Costner was at his house. How do I say this?
At his house?
Spending some time with his wife.
Wait. Hold on.
This is quite the stretch.
So they're saying that Kevin Costner was banging Cal Ripken's wife.
Yes.
While he was at the ballpark.
Yes. That is the story. And that
is Cal Ripken's wife so stunning that that would be a possibility?
Because
Costner, to your point, has been a Hollywood superstar for decades and has seen every kind of talent pass before him.
Absolutely.
I mean, to his credit now, he's a sex symbol on that show, and he's in his 60s.
Look, all of these things you are saying are 100% true. I am telling you the story that has been shared.
Yeah, so how does that work? Okay, so he's banging Cal Ripken's wife at Cal Ripken's house.
Yes.
Why is the power out?
Cal Ripken found out. He immediately raced home to confront Kevin Costner. He and Cal Ripken got into a fist fight. Now, again, this is all speculation. Nobody has proved this.
This sounds like a setup to like a really bad joke.
Because he wasn't going to make it back in time, if he did not play, it would have broken the streak a dozen or two games before. So they faked a power outage so Cal wouldn't lose the consecutive game streak, which had already been planned.
So they did get into a fight?
We don't know this. Now, both have been asked about and both have been like, ha, 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 no.
It's such a specific story.
Isn't it weird? Yeah. You guys have never heard the story before?
No, but I didn't even know like they were friends.
I mean, maybe it's a connection through like Field of Dreams.
Yeah, they
Who
may
the
have
knows?
Known each other. It's not a question that they would have known each other.
To know each other to that point where he wanted to go bang his old lady.
I don't know what to
And
tell
the
you.
Fact that his old lady was banging Kevin Costner while your husband's at the game, at your house.
Yeah.
And by the way, you're the most famous person on that block.
Mm. Cal Ripken.
And and here comes somebody even more famous than you, comes walking up with his Kevin Costner Yellowstone boner to take care and ravage your wife.
Joke's on you. He would not have had a Yellowstone boner at that point because Yellowstone was not a thing. We are talking Field of Dreams era.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Look, I'm not saying it's true. I'm saying that story has existed now for 30 years. And I can't believe neither of you guys have heard that.
I've never heard that. I've heard some weird baseball stories that don't involve baseball.
Conspiracy
that I always
theories.
Go... Yeah, I don't think so.
But what's funny about that is I've heard that story like a dozen times throughout my life, and I've always been like, that's stupid. And then you see the story about Kevin Costner this morning, and you go, ooh.
I don't mean to be a dick here. Have you ever seen what his wife looked like at the time?
I do not know.
Should have to be a smoke show, bro.
No, maybe they had a connection of some sort.
What? A connection.
Bro, again, you're talking
international superstar can get anybody he wants.
But
Eric Clapton.
To Baltimore for some Baltimore cooch.
But so could a... Major League Baseball player.
Yeah, it's Cal Ripken.
Yeah, but some of these guys marry young and their wives go bad.
Oh my
For God's sake.
I don't know. I'm not saying that. Maybe so. I don't know what the poor woman looks like.
Okay.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.